Wisconsin's voter ID law was blocked for more than 2 years before the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago issued an order that effectively reinstated it last month. The ACLU and other opponents of the law filed a motion with the U.S. Supreme Court today, calling the appeals court order, quote, a breathtaking move that guarantees chaos at the polls. ACLU of Wisconsin attorney Karen Rotker says the Supreme Court should stay that order and block the law again.
There is Supreme Court precedent that you don't change the rules of the game for an election in the middle of the election process and at the last minute, which is exactly what happened here.
University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says there's a chance the Supreme Court will grant that request because the appeals court order was issued so close to Election Day.
It's getting closer and closer to the election. Everybody knows that time is of the essence.
Tobias says he's almost certain justices will vote on the request one way or another. Tobias says the court acted very quickly on a similar request involving a voting law in Ohio.
So it might be that it would happen this week or I would think Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
The big difference in the Ohio case is that the court's decision there allowed the state to implement a more restrictive voting law. In Wisconsin's case, the ACLU is asking the court to prevent it. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen issued a statement calling today's motion disappointing given the ACLU's concerns over changing the law so close to an election. Said Van Hollen, quote, apparently they've abandoned that view and are no longer concerned about voter confusion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.